Walmart has released its annual Global Responsibility Progress Report, which details an array of environmental and social benchmarks. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Every week, more than 275 million global customers shop at more than 11,000 Walmart supercenters and markets for affordable groceries, health and wellness items, and general merchandise. What consumers may not know is the world's largest retailer has, since 2005, been overhauling operations to meet environmental sustainability benchmarks, issuing an annual progress report available online. Blair Cromwell is on Walmart's Global Responsibility Communications team.
You know, I think making it easier for customers to understand, you know, what they're buying, where it came from, that they can trust that we are doing our part to make sure that we're providing them, you know, safer and healthier products.
On May 8th, Walmart released its annual Global Responsibility Report, which has been repackaged as the Environmental, Social, and Governance Report, or ESG, of which Cromwell served as project manager.
You could call it the inaugural ESG report. And the reason behind transitioning from a traditional global responsibility report to the ESG report is that we were hearing from our ESG stakeholders that they desired a more focused, streamlined report.
On the cover of the report is a photo of a diverse group of blue-vested Walmart workers. Walmart employs 2.2 million people globally, earning $514 billion for its fiscal year ending last January. Known for everyday low prices, Walmart in 2005 announced plans to become environmentally sustainable. Walmart was the first retailer in 2017 to set science-based targets to reduce carbon emissions by 1 gigaton by 2030. So last year, global CO2 emissions rose to more than 31 gigatons, the U.S. generating nearly a quarter of those emissions.
We have over 1,000 suppliers that have formally signed on to the project. And we have 382 who reported last year avoiding 58 million metric tons. So, and then you add what was reported in the first year, adds up to 93 million metric tons.
Walmart's also increasing energy efficiency in buildings, aims to power 50% of operations with renewable energy, and continues to build a sustainable trucking fleet.
As of 2017, we had reduced emissions by 6.1% compared with our 2015 levels. Our renewable sources right now are estimated at 28% of our electricity needs globally, and that includes generation from more than 520 products across 8 countries, 18 U.S. states, and Puerto Rico.
Drastically reducing solid waste is a major goal.
In the U.S. alone, we diverted 81% of unsold products, packaging, and other waste materials from landfills and incineration, and globally, it was 78%, but in the U.S. alone, it was 81%.
Walmart has also set plastic recycling and reduction goals.
Last year alone, Walmart recycled more than 430 million pounds of plastic film and rigid plastics globally. We aspire to achieve zero plastic waste, and so we're taking action across our business to use less plastic, recycle more, and support innovations to improve plastic waste reduction systems.
By 2025, Cromwell says Walmart aims to use 100% recyclable, reusable, or industrially compostable packaging for all U.S. private brands. A decade ago, Walmart announced the formation of a sustainability consortium to establish global scientific standards to measure the environmental impacts of consumer products.
Our aspirations for sustainable product supply chains goes beyond just managing risk in our own sourcing. And so we aim to bring about significant and lasting improvement, you know, across product supply chains through efforts with our suppliers and NGOs and others. And so we encourage suppliers to report through the Sustainability Index, which is a science-based third-party tool. And it was developed by the Sustainability Consortium in collaboration with universities and NGOs and other suppliers.
Walmart deployed a Sustainability Index in 2011, a science-based system to score the ecological impact of sourced goods.
The index includes data from suppliers on key environmental and social and other performance indicators at a category level. So the index reflects responses from more than 1,500 suppliers and covers 115 categories and departments across Walmart, U.S., and Sam's Club. And, you know, we set a goal in 2012 to buy 70% of our U.S. goods from suppliers that participate in the index. And we met that goal in 2017. And in 2018, more than 80% of goods come from participating suppliers.
Cromwell says Walmart's philanthropies also engage in environmental advocacy, including continued support of the Paris Climate Agreement, even after the Trump administration withdrew, a campaign it calls We Are Still In. The retailer, she says, is also donating $50 million to reduce food waste and alleviate food insecurity this year.
We have targeted grants that we focus on in our sustainability area that target regenerative agriculture, sustainable fisheries, forest preservation, and waste reduction. So we really, where the business can't go, we work to make sure that that we're using our philanthropy in those areas.
Walmart's retail and sourcing presence in developing nations has lifted the socioeconomic status of the working poor. Blair Cromwell says Walmart is committed to social sustainability.
If you look in the section on defining our ESG priorities and goals and targets, it's page 12 and 13 of the report, that the social issues in the supply chain, we want our customers to know that these issues matter to us. We know just from our research that these issues matter to them as well. And so we want them to know that we are working hard to make sure that our offerings meet the standards that they expect from us, that they can trust that we're doing our due diligence.
Still, U.S. labor unions perennially protest a persistent excess of part-time American Walmart workers who remain entitled to Medicaid and food stamps. Although last year, Walmart increased its starting wage for hourly employees to $11. Walmart's 2019 Environmental, Social, and Governance Report outlined shared values: advance economic mobility and opportunity, reduce emissions and waste, and most importantly, natural capital, defined as ecosystem services that make human life possible. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.